I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
has
been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I've got checks left.
2 weeks ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Oh, I want to be rich.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope you are all looking forward to being rich, too. I'm Heather Wagenhall, and it's such a pleasure to join you. I cannot believe how close we are to declaring our financial independence, and we are at the end of this radio show season as well. I can't believe it. We are on our 12th key. Next week is our last key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, and then we have Financial Independence Day on July 1st, where we're going to be having special broadcasts throughout the day. I can't believe it. And we've got our new website done for the radio show. We're just testing. I can't even tell you how happy I am about all of this. It's going to be so great. And it's going to be so much easier for you guys. I know that most of the feedback, while everybody liked having everything together, all of the radio tools and educational tools together, it was kind of convoluted. And we appreciated all of your feedback. And it's those folks that were brave enough to share the not-so-nice feedback, the negative feedback, that allowed us to make the corrections that we did and take the direction of creating a brand-new radio show website exclusive just for radio show listeners, for those who just want to listen and get the tips and tools from all of the fabulous celebrities and gurus that come to the show. They just want that stuff, and we listen. And we have set all of that aside for you, so we're so excited that we've been able to do that for you. On today's show, we are on our 12th key, like I mentioned, and for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And just let me say, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It's a powerful thing. Let me just tell you, it gives you both the mental tools and the specific financial tools to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, and create financial wellness in your lives, taking your current financial habits and transforming those into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, 1 key at a time. And this week's key is our 12th key out of the 13, and it is review, revise, and recommit, practicing those three R's. Just think about where you've come from since the beginning of this season, where you stumbled onto the show and you probably didn't know what I was talking about. You're going, who is she? Why is she telling me I have to accept things? And why is she telling me I've got to affirm things? And what's this holistic assessment? And how do we do this, and why am I dreaming and doing all of these crazy things? But now that we're at this key, review, revise, and recommit, we've come full circle. Because what this means, if we're at this key, and you started at the very beginning with acceptance and affirmation, what it means is that now that we've been through the process, we have accepted that the buck stops here. It's 100% our responsibility to make the buck start here and go forward creating our financial wellness and happiness, because we're not stressing about money anymore. And then we took a look at not just where our money was going, but what precipitated those decisions to make our money go in those directions. And then we took a look, while we were doing that, we created our plan for the future. We set some goals for ourselves that allowed us
to take what we learned from our assessment and match those up with our goals and figure out, okay, what I'm doing is taking me towards or away from what I say I want in life. And then from there, we were able to create a healthy savings and spending plan that will get us toward our goals if we weren't already headed in that direction. Because if your debt is increasing and your savings is decreasing or non-existent, then you're probably moving away from the goals you say you want in life. And by doing what we do with our assessment and our three questions, five areas of concern, we're able to figure out where we need to go. So now we've been living with the plan that we created of our healthy savings and spending plan. And now, because just like diets, okay, you need to tweak them. The body gets used to things, and then something happens that can derail us, all right? And we just talked about forget the perfection principle. Remember, it's not about progress. It's not about perfection. It's about progress on the process. And that's what we want to focus on, is creating progress on the process, because this is something that while we have goals, we always have new ones as our current ones get achieved. So it's never ending. It's not a journey with a specific destination. It's an ongoing event. And so that's why this is a process. And with our process, we have to evaluate where we are and make sure that what we're doing is currently in line with our goals by reviewing where we've been with our initial assessment, and now we take a look and make another new snapshot of where we are currently. Did we move toward or away from our goals? If we moved toward our goals, congratulations. Now what we need to do is ask ourselves, has anything changed since I first created these goals? And if the answer is no, we can move on to the third step, which is recommit. But if not, we have work to do in the revised portion of this phase. And that is where the rubber meets the road, and we're going to have to ask some specific questions. And we will do that after the break. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more good stuff in the three R's that we are practicing right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. 9420 or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest. And right before the break, we were talking about the three R's, review, revise, and recommit. Not your academic three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And we were asking ourselves the question about revision. And we took a look at our review, and did we move towards our goals or away from our goals? And we moved forward in the process. If we move toward our goals and nothing's changed, we're going to move to the recommit phase. But if we moved away from our goals, this is going to precipitate a few more questions. So if we moved away from our goals, what happened? How did we know to change our savings and spending plan? Was it a financial crisis? Did our car break down? I always use this example. When life couldn't have gotten any worse for me, my transmission went out, and it was $2,000 for a new tranny. And mine was beyond rebuilding. And it's just happened. That's life. Sometimes when you least expect it and you definitely don't want it, you wind up bringing those silly things into your life, like transmissions breaking. And you can't do much about it. So if you had a financial crisis and it's over, meaning it was limited in its term, it's like, ouch, new tranny, or walk to work 25 miles, live in Arizona, no subway system, not an option. So now I fixed it. So my savings went down. I had to come out of pocket for it. And so that took me away from my goals a bit. So that took me away from my goals. But that financial crisis is over. Okay. So what do I need to do? It means I just need to get back in the saddle. Because remember, from last week, we want to focus on the progress of the process, and sometimes there's setbacks. Sometimes we have to take a step back before we can take two steps forward. It happens, and that's okay. And we want to forgive ourselves for that and move forward. What can we do better next time? Have more in savings. Make sure that we focus on that emergency fund if that's not fully built. If our emergency fund was built and that's what we dipped into and it didn't affect anything else, we didn't have to rack up credit, good on you. Pat on the back. So nothing has to change permanently because this was a temporary setback, so we can just get back in the saddle. We don't need to make any changes to our healthy savings and spending plan. If we want to, we can be radical and restock that savings that we used, or we could just go back to accumulating as usual, so we don't have to have a crimp in our lifestyle. It's a complete choice. And in any case, if another financial setback doesn't happen like that, we're still going to move closer toward our goals in our next review, revise, and recommit. So it'll be fine. It'll be okay if you don't make any radical changes. So then you can move to the recommit phase. Now let's play through our third scenario. So
we are, let's say, towards our goals. We did okay. We didn't have any problems this last quarter, but we have a new challenge coming up. We have an unexpected event. Maybe there's a baby on the way that we didn't plan for. Perhaps we have to take on the care of an indigent parent that we previously didn't have to. Or perhaps we have a child or an animal or a pet or something we're responsible for that's going to require some ongoing special needs attention, which equals, in English, I got to spend money on my dog, cat, alligator, kid, something. And that translates into a financial change. Here's where the revise process comes into play. Now, everything was fine, but we know going forward, we are not going to get closer to our goals on our current track. So this is where we can take advantage of the revise stage and determine what needs to change. And does it mean that we keep the same financial goals but change the date that we wanted to accomplish them by and push those back a bit? Do we take the financial goals that we have and change them a little bit in the sense that instead of keeping them the same and pushing them further out date-wise, maybe we readjust them? Maybe I am choosing not to have so much set aside in my retirement since I'm young and I can, you know, still contribute for a great number of years instead of socking away as much as I am. Maybe I just match my employer fund and decrease what I save personally after taxes for retirement. Perhaps we kick off some of the luxury items we were saving for and use those for unexpected emergencies and beef up our emergency fund. This may require one or both parents, income-generating persons in the household, to change, reduce hours, or even leave their current job. So with that information, again, we need to revise our plan because we are going to have an income adjustment downward in order to compensate for the additional long-term changes that are going to occur in our lives personally. So these are things that we all have to take into consideration. And we can do it very systematically. We can remember to exercise the take emotion out of the picture key and keep our passions in perspective. We want to do this at a time that we're not emotionally engaged, because when we get emotionally engaged, we shut off that part of the brain that accesses rational thought. We cannot even talk to that prefrontal cortex. So any decisions we make are going to be emotionally driven. So we want to make sure that we're relaxed, we're in a good mood, we're fully rested, we're not under the influence of cocktails or drugs after dinner or anything like that. We want to make sure that we're completely sober and emotionally grounded. We're visiting a happy place inside. Maybe we're using our circle of excellence before we get started so we can make the best possible quality decisions that are logically driven based on the information available, so we can make the best possible decisions to support our family in the way that we need to with these new issues on the horizon that need to be addressed. So that's our third scenario. Now, our fourth scenario is that we moved further away from our goals. We didn't go towards. We went away from our goals, and now we also have a financial crisis. So we went off the deep end. We went spending. We had our car break. And we now have this long-term financial challenge that we have to address. And again, now we're feeling like the world's against us. And we have to keep our wits about us. We have to keep our rationale. We have to keep our perspective unbiased. And we have to act as if we are giving someone else advice. If this was somebody else truly how would you, because we can always tell other people what to do, can't we? Yes. We can always give other people the right advice, but seldom, if ever, can we give ourselves the right advice because we're emotionally engaged in the process. I mean, that's how that whole take emotion out of the picture key came about, was because my father said, I can manage multi-million dollar budgets at work, but I can't balance my own checkbook. And it's because he's too attached to the money that he's made. And we're too attached to giving our kids everything that they desire because we didn't get it. So we have to take ourselves out of the mix, become that third person, be that coach that would be advising someone else where there is no emotional score to keep. And we have to keep our wits about ourselves. Just like in scenario three, we have to apply the same techniques and figure out where it is that we want to be with this. And then once we come up with a new plan, we have to recommit. Why do we have to recommit? Because commitment is a muscle that needs to be exercised. And by the middle of February, if folks keep their New Year's resolutions that long, by the middle of February, a majority of folks, and I can't remember the specific statistic, but I think it's almost like 75% or more, of folks that make New Year's resolutions fail to keep them because they don't continue to reinforce it. So what we want to do at the end of revise, we've done our review, we've made decisions about what has to happen for the future. We can go status quo. We have to make changes. And one of those two things happened. In either case, we must recommit to the process. And so at this point, win, lose, or draw, because mentally you're keeping score, oh, crap, I moved away from. We're going to forgive ourselves if we were the cause of our move away from, our financial flaw, like we went bananas at the Victoria's Secret half-yearly sale. It's okay. You just don't have to buy more brassieres next quarter. Think of it that way. Put half of them away and don't even wear them because they say that you should replace your brassieres quarterly, but you didn't know that. Just a little tidbit. Piece of trivia not included in the price of today's class. That's just bonus for you. So we're in the recommit phase, and so what we need to do is pat ourselves on the back, let bygones be bygones. Perhaps we have to go look up the four-step process for forgiveness at our website, unlockyourwealth.com, and look up that strategy and forgive ourselves for the past transgressions, if any. And then we need to pat ourselves on the back because, doggone it, this is a huge deal. We made it to our review, revise, and recommit phase. Practicing the three R's is so important. It's its own muscle. And this is going to be our first workout with it. So this is a time for celebration. We want applause. We want, yay, we can't believe this. It's so great because you should be proud of yourself. This is your first review, revise, and recommit. And it's a muscle that's going to grow strength every quarter you do it. So every 3 months, four times a year, you're going to go through this process. And when we do this on the recommit phase, we're going to pull out all of our affirmations, because you probably fell off doing those two. You were really good at first, and then you fell off. And you're going to also pull out your dreams with deadlines. You might have a new dreams with deadlines if you had to revise in the last section. But in any case, get those dreams with deadlines out. Center yourself. Take a moment. Be still. No phone, no computer. You and your dreams with deadlines. And remember to engage all of your senses. Get into the moment. Feel it. Eat it. Sleep it. Breathe it. Act as if. If it's a new Mustang that you want to pay cash for, then imagine yourself sitting in there. It's the leather that you wanted, and it's rubbing up against your fanny oh so nicely. You grip the steering wheel. You rev the pedal. You smell the new car smell. You envision yourself peeling out and evading all of the police when you drop the hammer and you're cruising down the road. All of these things engage your senses, and it makes that muscle of commitment stronger. We've got to work that commitment muscle. And we have to satiate our palate, because the more emotionally engaged in things,
That's when we take action at no other time. Remember, we are emotional creatures that use reason and logic to justify way after the fact. So it's in this commitment phase that we've exercised and built up that muscle, especially with midterm and long-term goals. You know, if it's not tomorrow, next week, or next month, it's hard to stay excited about it. So that's why we enforce the last of the three R's, which is our recommit. So we've got review, revise, and recommit. And we're going to read our affirmations because, you know what, people can get us down, especially when we're accomplishing things that they, A, can't, or B, refuse to put forth the effort to, because what do we really know? Everybody can. Not everybody is willing to make the effort. And so they're jealous of you, so they're going to want to take you down. So they're going to give you these little negative zingers here and there. And we can zip up into our bubble of strength. But what happens if, you know, we forget our affirmations in the morning and then we don't put our bubble on and somebody zings us and it stings in the arm or maybe somebody shoots us in the belly and before you know it, we're crippled over in pain and we're buying into other people's negativity and joining their pity party and we've lost sight of what we said was important to us. So we have to get back in the game. So we have to get back to doing our affirmations. We need to add a few more if possible. And we have to take and review our dreams with deadlines because that's the only way we're going to make those dreams a reality is to keep them at the forefront of our mind because when our brain sees those goals each and every day and we review those goals, now our portion of our brain, the reticular activating system, is paying attention to it. It's just like, you know, when you drive down the road and you're clipping along and you're talking on the phone or you're listening to the radio or you're yelling at your kids. And then all of a sudden, you hit the brakes because this little bunny rabbit ran in the road and you were able to stop for it. But for the most part, your driving was on autopilot. But your reticular activating system was looking for things to keep you safe. And running over a bunny rabbit can have not only smooshing the bunny rabbit, but it can have material consequences. It could maybe get caught up in your wheel well, mess up your tire and stuff, and make you crash. You know, you could swerve, inappropriately when it's too late after you've hit it because you didn't see it. No, the reticular activating system saves you because it's on the forefront of your mind, so you're paying attention to it. So that's why we got to get those things out. So that's it for this week's key. I'm so excited that you took the time to stop by yet again, and I'm so excited about the launch of our new website. So if you haven't subscribed to the electronic magazine, you need to do so by visiting www.unlockyourwealth.com because everything's changing July 1st. But if you get in on the newsletter, you'll be able to capture all of the good stuff that we're going to have exclusive to our newsletter subscribers. And you'll be first to know when any new contests come out. You'll get the trivia question. You'll get all of that great stuff. So for this week's key, our key statement is, I know that in order for me to be successful with my goals long term, I must visit those on a quarterly basis and practice the three R's, which is review, revise, and recommit. And our key affirmation this week is, I am an excellent steward of my finances when I review, revise, and recommit quarterly. Your key action item is to go out and pull all your financial documents out, ask yourself the three questions, address your five areas of concern, review your finances, revise if necessary, and always recommit. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I am thanking you so much for joining us because it's been such a pleasure to have you with us on today's show. And again, www.unlockyourwealth.com. Visit our website for more tips, tricks, tools, and information to help you manage your money better with less stress, creating wealth and happiness for you and your family. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and go out and make it a money smart day.